Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
The good news is that Jesus Christ can come into anybody's life. I don't care how long it is, how jaded you are, how confused you are, how lost you are, how empty you are, how lonely you are. God can come into any life and say, hey, let me take over that life. If Christ is in you and Christ is in me, there is nothing that can come in this life or in the next life except to identify the fact that you already are a champion for God in Jesus Christ. That is the good news of Christmas.
The truth is, God transforms the ordinary into the extraordinary. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young continues his message, Extraordinary, sharing from the Christmas story how God loves to accomplish extraordinary purposes through the most ordinary things and people, and that includes you. Stay with us. You don't want to miss this proven truth. Before we get to today's message, we want to tell you about a $75,000 challenge grant that has been offered to help meet a vital $500,000 year-end need. This exciting challenge means your gift today will go twice as far to help The Winning Walk close out this year on the strongest possible footing, ready to proclaim the gospel far and wide in the year ahead. Your generosity will lead to a spiritual harvest as together we scatter seeds of truth across the world through this program. So, call today to help meet the year-end need, knowing that your gift will go twice as far when combined with the challenge grant. Call 1-800-350-WALK. That's 1-800-350-9255. And thank you for helping reach more people in 2023 with the proven truth of God's Word. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day, so we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Extraordinary, Part 2.
And then the psalmist says, the glory of God is declared in the heavens. I look to the heavens and I find the glory of God. So we go all the way to Bethlehem. And we go from Bethlehem all the way back to the Middle East, all the way back to Mesopotamia. And we see that star that guided those wise men. The heavens declare the glory of God. The heavens declared the glory of God to those wise men. Think about it. What do you think it would take? What do you think it would take to take these mystical stargazers who probably worked for the king to look at the heavens and determine that this is a divine once, perhaps in forever event? If you've been watching, this past Tuesday, if you looked in the sky in a certain area, you would see that two planets lined up. And you would not be able to see that with the naked eye since the 1600s. But that Bethlehem star, as it is called, is a phenomenon that had never happened before and will never happen again, according to the computers who study the solar system as they read about it in NASA. What was that supernatural thing, that ordinary star that became an extraordinary star? What did it consist of? First of all, those mystics looked into the heavens and they saw a lion. They saw the constellation. They saw the lion, and they knew the lion always stood for Israel. And then they looked around and they saw something else. They saw not just a lion that stood for Israel in that whole light being that was created in the heavens. They looked and saw Venus, a planet. And they know that Venus stood for motherhood. And then they looked and they saw Jupiter. And Jupiter, they knew, always stood for kingship. And then they looked and they saw something else. They saw Romulus, which always stood for divinity, that always stood for royalty. So those stargazers, they saw all of those four lined up, a constellation, two planets, and a star, and that would compose the GPS system that guided those wise men all the way to the foot of Jesus. That has never before happened in history and never again will happen in history. Oh God, how great thou art. You see, ladies and gentlemen, God always has a tour guide to lead anybody and everybody, anytime, any place, all the way to Jesus. You can't miss it if you're observing, if you're alert. What is God? Where is that tour guide in your life? Where is that star in your life? Somebody that says, get it together. Find a new life. Wake up. Look up. Look out. Jesus Christ wants to take your life and give you a brand new life. No more addictions. No more filth. A new being. A new being in this world. You see, God always has a GPS for you. Always has a GPS for me. And we have to find out what that is. Look around. It's right there that will lead you to Christ. That'll lead you into the church where you can grow and worship and be fed and nourished and become what God designed you to become. He always has a guide there for us. Don't miss it. Respond to it. So we focus on the star, and then I want us to focus on something else. I want us to focus on the cave, perhaps it was, the stable, perhaps it was, where Jesus was born. A star became an extraordinary star because God used it. And then we see that stable. Well, there's stables everywhere, all around the world, especially in Bethlehem area. What made this stable special? Because Jesus was born there. What made that star extraordinary and special? Because it guided them to Jesus. And that stable, what a place for a baby to be born. Think about it. The first air that Jesus would breathe would be have the stench of animal urine, would it not? The sounds, the smell, untidiness, the stable. It looks to me like if God could prepare a star, that those planets, the constellations, and God, all the wise men, couldn't he have provided, you know, the Bethlehem General Hospital for Jesus to be born? Wouldn't that work? Or maybe the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, that'd been better. This is God in human flesh. But he didn't. God, with great intentionality, determined that his son would be born in a filthy animal stable. Why? Why? It's so that all of us would understand that when divinity came into time and place and history, divinity didn't carry with it sort of a gilded life, a special kind of blessing, special kind of protection, with all the trappings of the elite. Instead, divinity came into life in the lowest possible common denominator. Lowest possible common denominator. Jesus, before he was 1 year old, was a refugee. Yep, they had to run to Egypt, remember? Jesus, in all probability, Joseph would have died early, and Jesus had to be the oldest child in a family raised by a mom alone. Jesus worked as a construction worker the first 30 years of his life. Jesus, when he needed friends, they turned on him and cursed him and denied him. Jesus died, what some people believe, one of the most horrific deaths anyone can die. Does that sound like a specially privileged life? No, the stable tells a story that any of us back up and say, God, you don't understand. He say, I lost my boy too. I've been where you've been. I have gone through the bottom of shame and persecution and misunderstanding. See, he was born in a stable so that he can identify with anybody and everybody, and nobody can say, God, you're not treating me fair, because Jesus took upon himself all the hardship that anyone can endure. That stable, focus on that stable. That stable becomes not an ordinary place for animals, but an extraordinary place, because it is a symbol of how far God has gone to identify with anybody and everybody and any position of life. And then I want us to take and kind of focus in and zero in on one other thing in that nativity scene, and that's the manger. I don't believe many of us in the 21st century even know what a manger was, except for this Christmas story. I don't think, what is it? We wouldn't know that, most of us. A manger was a trough, a piece of farm furniture, probably crudely constructed. But the manger had eminence and became the cradle for a king when that little smidgen of scripture says, Mary laid him in the manger. And a manger, a feed trough, ordinary became extraordinary because Jesus was placed in the manger. Listen, anytime Jesus is placed anywhere, anytime Jesus is allowed to live in somebody's heart and life, the ordinary person, the ordinary challenges becomes extraordinary because they have the touch of divinity on it. The touch of divinity. A manger. So we hear, if you go to services like this, well, make out of your heart a manger for Jesus to be born. Okay, that sounds good. Jesus in any life changes that life inside and out. So make a manger, let Jesus be born. How does that work? Let me tell you exactly how it works. The book of James, chapter 4, says, draw near to God, okay, and he'll draw near to you. That's the deal. Draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. You want to be near to God? You want to be close to God? You want to know God? Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. So you say, okay, what do I have to do to draw near to God? James tells us, chapter 4, same passage. He says, have to have clean hands. Clean hands. I can't go to God. You can't go to God where our hands are dirty. Our lives are not pure. Our lives are not clean. Have to have clean hands. First thing. And you have to have a pure heart, James says. What does that mean? Your motives have to be right. Why do you write that card? Why do you care? Why do you ask? What is the compassion? What's your motive? What's my motive? Always we have to deal with motive. So if we're going to be near to God, we've got to, first of all, clean up our lives, clean up our acts. Christ does that. Then we've got to test our motives, let him purify our life. And then it says you have to humble yourself before the Lord. Humble yourself before the Lord. I like that old boy says, you know, I'm a lot more humbler than I used to be. My goodness, how do you humble yourself before the Lord? It's like somebody said to someone, I've got good news and bad news. Which one do you want first? He said, well, I want the bad news first because the good news may counteract it. He said, okay, what's the bad news? And God would say to us, the bad news is you can't run your life, make all the choices in your life, and end up with a lifestyle that's worth living. Do you get that? The bad news is you and I can't run our own lives and end up with a life that's really successful and worth living and has relevance to it. Okay, that's bad news, because I sure want to run my own life, and I can guarantee everybody here wants to run their own life. The bad news is when we do that, we never really have life. The good news is that Jesus Christ can come into anybody's life. I don't care how long it is, how jaded you are, how confused you are, how lost you are, how empty you are, how lonely you are. God can come into any life and say, hey, let me take over that life. That's the good news. And then you'll have a capital L-I-F-E, life. Life. That's how it works. And then there's a little bitty smittering at the end of that chapter, that section there in James chapter 4. It says, draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Clean your hands, purify your heart, humble yourself. And it says, he will lift you up. Does anybody here needed to let the Lord tonight just lift you up? Anybody need to be lifted up? This is how it happens. Imagine that you're a figure skater. You've worked on the ice all your life. Once you were a little bitty toddler, you began to ice skate and you loved it and you disciplined yourself. You had athletic ability and talent and you became a very proficient ice skater until finally the day came which you tried out for the Olympics and you accepted in the Olympics, and now you're an ice skating champion and your whole goal in life is to win the gold medal in skating in the Olympics. You've gone through all the preliminary events. Bang, 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 bang. It's the finals. You're ahead of all the other skaters from the other nation. All you have to do is that final performance with the music and the crowd and the world watching. You're in the Olympics and you're warming up for the event of your life. I've got one question. Are you nervous? Anybody nervous? Spent your whole life to get this moment now. You're warming up for the final event. Are you nervous? You bet your boots you're nervous. You're saying, oh, Lord, I want to perform. I've trained. I've worked all my life. I'm here at the moment I've always dreamed of and asked for. And you're just petrified, but you're warming up. And your coach comes over there and says, hey, come here. What in the world? You skate over there? And your coach says, listen, I've just talked to the judge, the chairman of the board that'll judge this event. And he told me that you're so far ahead of everybody that you've already won the gold. You're already Olympic champion. Said you can go out there and fall down 15 times. You'll still win. And you say, thank you. And you continue warming up. And I've got a question. You're going to skate the last event of your life before the watching world. And you know whatever happens, you've already won the Olympic gold. How will you skate? How will you skate? I'll tell you how you'll skate. You'll skate with power, with rhythm, with confidence. You will skate and perform as you never have in your entire life. The music will be playing. It will be a magnificent exhibition because you are already an Olympic gold medal champion and you will skate like a champion. Listen to me. If Christ is in you and Christ is in me, there is nothing that can come in this life or in the next life except to identify the fact that you already are a champion for God in Jesus Christ. That is the good news of Christmas.
Well, before we leave you today, Dr. Young is here to answer a couple of questions coming out of the message we've just heard. Well, Dr. Young, you said that God uses guides in each of our lives to point us to Jesus. How can we identify who might be a guide and discern who may be leading us in the wrong direction?
Great question. The Bible is the Word of God. It's inerrant, it's inspired, it's true truth. And therefore, when someone says something that doesn't measure up to what is taught clearly in the Bible, you know, hey, that's not of God. So there's our standard. There's our manual. It's like you'd ask, well, how does an automobile operate? What could happen if something goes wrong? You look at the manual. It tells us the basic principles of how that automobile operates and how that automobile can be maintained and how that automobile can take you from where you are now and get you to where you want to be. That is a secular way we can talk about the matchless truth of Jesus Christ for your life and for mine. And by the way, following Jesus, living His way, letting Him run your life, you know what I've noticed? Over dozens and dozens of years, I've never heard anybody say, not a person, think about it. You know, I've invited Jesus in my life, and I'm letting the Holy Spirit operate the choices that I make, and my life's all messed up. Never happens, because Jesus was God-man in human flesh in Bethlehem. We receive Him, I guarantee you, positively, inerrantly. It always works. That life that He gives to you and me shines in the darkest places of the 21st century.
Now, you mentioned that when Christ takes up residence in us, extraordinary things will happen. How would you encourage someone who says, I've been a Christian all my life, but I don't feel like anything extraordinary has ever happened to me?
Well, the extraordinary thing is that God would take somebody like you and like me. And we struck out. We were born in sin. Nobody had to teach you and teach me how to lie, cheat, steal, lust. Oh, I just had that. And therefore, God came to do something about that in you and in me and to give us a new birth, a point of beginning again. And let me tell you, we receive Christ, confess sin, turn away from sin, receive Christ, let Him not only save us, salvage us, but let Him be the Lord of our life. Let me tell you something. That would be a miracle. Now, we have to develop that. We have to be in worship. We have to study the Bible. We have to be discipled, people showing us the way and what the Bible means. Those who follow through, not only in salvation, but in discipleship and growing in the Lord, I can guarantee you, every day of your life would be a miracle. Every day of your life would be marvelous. And therefore, you know, the longer you live, the closer you're getting to heaven. So let me tell you something. The miracle of His grace and the miracle of His forgiveness and the miracle of His enabling you and me to live it out is more evidence than anyone could ever explain outside of Jesus Christ. A miracle? Show me. Let me tell you. There are millions of lives through history that stand out and stand up and say, this is where I was. This is where I came to believe. This is what I came to believe. And now this is who I am. Let me tell you, that is a living miracle in any life who follows the way of Jesus.
Thanks, Dr. Young. You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. And we hope today's message has encouraged you with the proven truth of God's Word. Before we let you go, though, we'd like to remind you about the urgent $500,000 year-end need, which must be met by December 31. Your support is vital to ensure that together we can sow seeds of the gospel in more hearts and lives in the year ahead. And don't forget, your support will go twice as far when combined with the $75,000 challenge grant. So call now to give and help reach more people with the proven truth of God's Word. Call us at 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Come back tomorrow for a special music program called The Sounds of Christmas. You're going to love it.
Winning Walk is a listener-supported ministry. Your prayers and financial support allow us to bring proven truth to listeners around the world. Connect with us at winningwalk.org. That's winningwalk.org. Or give us a call at 1-800-350-WALK. That's 1-800-350-9255.